The Charlotte Bobcats regular season gets kicked off on October 30th, and the team is looking again to rebound from a disappointing season. This is also the last year before the team reclaims their name as the Hornets, and they're hoping that some new player and coaching additions means success in their last year as the Bobcats. Joining me now to take a look at the season ahead is Tom Sorensen, sports columnist for the Charlotte Observer. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Tom, I just moved to Charlotte a little over a month ago from Seattle, so you can imagine with everything that I've been through with the Seattle Supersonics leaving town that I'm just happy to live in a city that has a professional NBA team. But this wasn't exactly a playoff caliber team last year, was it?
No, but 2 years ago, they had the worst winning percentage in NBA history. They won seven games. And last season, they played more games. There was no work stoppage, and they tripled it. So I thought last season was actually pretty good for them. Two seasons ago, you could make the case that Charlotte, like Seattle, did not have an NBA team. But they had one last season, and they sure have one now.
Okay, so what sort of changes have been made to this Bobcats team over the offseason?
Well, they hired a coach who's credible. They have a tendency to gamble on coaches, and I don't know if it's to save money or it's because they think they see things others don't. But they guessed way wrong last season with a guy named Mike Dunlap. Players didn't like him, and he just had no connection with the city. They hired a longtime NBA assistant named Steve Clifford, a smart guy, respected guy within the league. And he added to his staff Patrick Ewing, you know, one of the best big men of all time, and Mark Price, one of the best small men of all time on that staff. And they also signed the most expensive and the most important free agent in franchise history, a guy named Al Jefferson, who, when he has a ball down low, he's going to score. And you almost have to double-team him. And they have never, ever, the Bobcats haven't had a player like that. And they also drafted Cody Zeller, a little bit of a gamble, seven-footer out of Indiana. But he runs. I mean, he's really fast, and he has an outside jump shot. And just the idea of those two guys, plus Kemba Walker, who was their best player last season. You know, this is the most excited, I think, Charlotte has ever been about this team.
Okay, so preseason predictions. Do we see an improvement this year, more than 21 wins from last season? Do we see the playoffs this year? What do you think?
You definitely see an improvement. I think they'll win at least 30 games. And last season in the Eastern Conference, Milwaukee finished six games below 500 and still made the playoffs. You can do that in the NBA. If everybody stays healthy, I think it's conceivable they make the playoffs. They're not going to do any damage once they get there, but they're credible now. I mean, there's a reason to go and see him other than to see LeBron James or the visiting team. There's a lot of anticipation.
Tom Sorensen, sports columnist for the Charlotte Observer. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.